This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
BetOnline is your number one source for every stat, every matchup, and even live odds while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get a game of blackjack or poker or unwind with one of our over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get into the action. Don't forget to use the promo code BLEAV as BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online. The game starts here.
Yo, we're back with K100 Sports. Boom.
All right, so the NBA draft. We drafted some, the Hawks got the first pick. We drafted some French guy.
Right. Well, it's not some French guy. He's, you know, the best guy in France. Yeah.
Well, the best guy in France, but it's funny too, because like some former NBA guy that plays there, like went on record and said, there's no way this guy's the number one pick. This guy's right. He threw shade on him, right?
Well, I think Atlanta would do their due diligence, and they brought him in for a tryout, and they've talked to other people, and they're, I'm sure a lot of people said when Antetokounmpo came out or when Luka came out, who the fuck are these guys? You know, right. International basketball has some players, but this right. was definitely a French draft. I couldn't believe how many French guys were drafted.
Yeah, the second pick was also a French guy. The Wizards right. Sixers guy named Sarr.
Right. Supposed to be very good also.
Kind of interesting, the third pick in the draft was this guy, Reed Sheppard from Kentucky.
Right.
And it's kind of weird because I don't think he – correct me if I'm wrong. He didn't even really start a lot of the games, I don't think.
I don't really remember.
Yeah, because I'm not a big fan of college basketball, but I would have drafted that Castle guy from UConn.
He's really good. Yeah, he's real good.
The thing they've said about this NBA draft this year is this is the first draft – that does not have a projected NBA All-Star on it, which is
– wow.
That's unbelievable if you think about it. But there may have been a gem drafted in the second round that might be an NBA All-Star.
Who?
Number 55 pick of the draft today.
Who is
Bronny it? James to the Lakers.
No. God,
how hysterical would that be if Bronny gets to play with his dad and his dad makes him so good that he becomes an NBA All-Star?
Yeah, that's not going to happen. So let me say this now.
Go ahead.
You can't get that great that quick.
Right.
Bro, let me just say, I am a big, huge college basketball fan, international, even high school. Okay. I'm not saying he's going to be the next Giannis, but this Risacher is the real deal. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so is this Alex Sarr. If you can play, you can play. That's all there is to it. You know, the Sheppard guy, what I do remember about him is the, I don't remember if he started a lot of games or not because I don't really follow Kentucky, but I do remember that he was really good for three-pointers. He's kind of a little bit short, you know, for a guard, mm-hmm. but they consider him right. kind of like a J.J. Redick with a high IQ, you know what I'm saying, high basketball all IQ. Right. But didn't Castle go fourth?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
To the Spurs. The Spurs got the – fourth pick and the eighth pick in the draft. They took this guy Dillingham from Kentucky. So the biggest problem they have is they didn't have a point guard, right?
Right.
So they drafted probably the two best point guards in the draft. Okay.
Did they trade Dillingham?
They traded him to Minnesota, but they got Castle. But the thing is that I was listening to some, maybe the Zach Lowe podcast, and bro, Wemby kind of needs doesn't need like a young point guard. They need the San Antonio kind of
need
like
experienced
a veteran,
guy,
like
right.
an experienced veteran guy to like bring that guy along and stuff, you know. So
and to run the team,
teach him the you know run experienced pick and rolls and stuff for this guy. So I don't
like
know.
A Marcus Smart type, right?
Yeah. So it's a good veteran, you know, like that knows the game. I wouldn't doubt if they went out and like got a Chris Paul. You know, just brought him in just like for a couple of years.
He would help a lot.
Yeah, he would. He would. So, yeah, but we'll see. I mean, basketball starts again in like 4 months. So, but this is.
But that's weird. That's weird to hear, but it's probably true. There is nobody there that probably will be in the All-Star game, right?
Right. Because most of the top guys in the draft, like a lot of the good young players in the league right now, you go back and look and like, shit, this guy was like the fourth pick. This guy was the, you know, like that guy, there's a guy on this, the Williams guy on the Rockets, the shooting guard that's actually had a really good year. It's like, I look back, it's like he was like the third pick in the draft. Right. You know, I was like, shit, it's like all the guys like.
Yeah, this was not an exciting draft because we didn't know a lot of the guys, right?
No, not at all. But we'll see these top picks. We know who they are, so we'll see how good they do if they bust. And if they bust, it's like, then it'd suck, you know?
Yeah.
You kind of like, you kind of want to see, like a new hot talent, a few of them every year, you know.
Right.
If they don't, they go a whole year without drafting, like.
Well, I can tell you this.
All-Star is like a brutal,
I didn't see full games because I don't have access to them, or maybe I do, but I don't want to see them. But I've seen highlights, and of course, that only tells you half the story. But I thought the first two draft picks are going to be stars in the future.
Right.
Now,
have you been watching? Go ahead,
bro. I want to talk about the hockey game. Because I thought that hockey game was great. I thought the third period was one of the most exciting games I've ever seen. All the shots they took. I think they actually got tired at the end. Edmonton did.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, but it was like, I mean, it was just very difficult for a team because they were scoring a lot of goals against a team that plays good defense. Like three games in a row, they had at least five goals against them.
Right.
And now they were going back at seventh game. You know, a lot of travel, like that. Those are long trips, Florida to Edmonton. They go back and forth like you know, three times in 4 days.
Yeah, and most important thing is Bobrovsky showed up.
Yeah, Bobrovsky showed up, and I wonder if just the fact that like you know you just had more they had more comfort at home and that extra day off that they just got their legs back underneath them and yeah, but I would have kind of like to see McDavid, you know, maybe get it, but I think that Edmonton's probably going to be back in it next year too. That's kind of like the pattern, you know. A team goes 1 year, they lose, and if they're back the next year, they usually win. Because I predict, you know, that was my prediction. I predicted that Florida would like, you know, would win it this year because they didn't. That where's Joe's taking a call right now? But I think that who did you predict would win the Stanley Cup? Because I think I predicted
Boston.
Florida. You said Boston because I predicted Florida because I said because they lost the year before, they won it this year. So
I thought McDavid, who won the Conn Smythe as a playoff MVP, I think him and Reggie Leach, remember him from the great Flyer teams of the 70s,
right,
are the only non-goaltenders to win it, you know, when their team has lost, right?
Right, yeah.
And, bro, anytime you beat Gretzky for anything, you're in rarefied air. He broke the Great One's record for most assists in a playoff series. Wayne Gretzky, okay?
Right.
And he's the only guy with Gretzky and Mario Lemieux to have over 40 points in a playoff series.
Right.
I mean, the guy's going to go down as one of the greatest of all time. I'm glad the Canadian team lost so I can put it in all my Canadian friends' faces, including Scott D'Amore, right?
Right.
And obviously, Florida is my second favorite team. And then again, at the end, they threw all the rats on the ice. Do you know how that started?
No.
So, like, when they were in their third or fourth year, there was this guy on the team called Mellenby, and there was a rat scurrying across the locker room, and he killed it with a stick. And then another player called it the rat trick, right?
Right.
So then, in the day he did it, Mellenby went on to score two goals with the same stick he killed the rat. So people started to throw rats into the fucking ice rink, and it became a tradition. And then, like, the NHL got pissed. And they said you couldn't do that anymore, right?
Right.
And then and they would penalize you for it. I don't know how they had to stop it.
Right.
Right. Then they hadn't been in the playoffs for like 12 years, and like in 2013, 14, somewhere like that. And after Florida beat the New Jersey Devils, they started throwing rats on the thing again.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Kind of interesting. So McDavid won it.
Right.
And he won on the winning team, but.
And it's funny because he didn't even score a point in the last two games.
Yeah, but like ultimately, if you had to pick who was going to win it, the fact that Bobrovsky got shelled.
Right. You couldn't give it to him. Like, right.
There's no way, right? Just because he won, it won because of him, right? But every game, it's very clear that McDavid was by far head and shoulders the best player on the ice.
Right.
So it's like he kind of had to give it to him, you know? So.
And the fastest guy in the NHL.
Oh, yeah. He's like the funniest thing is like how he's like, how he gets like a freight train in the other team's zone when they're five on, like everybody's in the
and
zone.
Swerves and swerves around people just with that amount of speed. Right? It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's not a speed in small areas, you know? Right. So.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
So I know everyone remembers that one special card as a kid that got them into collecting. For me, it was a Dale Murphy rookie card. But collecting's come a long way since then. Now there's a new way to buy, sell, trade, and rip packs. It's called Arena Club. Arena Club has taken repacks to another level. Introducing slab packs from ArenaClub.com. The only repack that provides real value, complete deal of all possible cards, and clear hit rates for each one. So during the pandemic, my roommate found out that he had like a whole ton of like old trading cards. Like he had an 8 Shaq rookie cards. There's just an incredible collection of cards. And I wish I would have known about Arena Club back then. Because Arena Club is the marketplace for card collecting, whether you're buying, trading, selling, and displaying. It's the all-in-one trading card platform that you have to check out. There's no more shipping delay if your card's lost in transit. Arena Club uses blockchain technology to deliver your card immediately, so buy with confidence knowing every card on Arena Club is guaranteed authentic. The Arena Club grading process combines AI and human grading. It's accurate, fast, and transparent with a full grade rationale provided and explanation for how your card was scored. So talk about hit rates and grading with card collecting.
So the grading, as Disco said, there's been various ways to do it, but Arena Club has that new way that they do it using AI and then experts and all that. I'm looking at the site right now. Like they have a Michael Jordan from 1990. It's rated 10. You know, you have this Anthony Edwards plus 9.5, an Ohtani card, which I actually got, is rated a 10. And also hit rates. Hit rates are what tells you basically how likely it is that you're going to get a rare card in your pack. So they're going to tell you ahead of time what the hit rate is for these slab packs that you're buying. And they're also going to give you an idea of what cards you expect or get when you buy the slab pack. I actually got an email earlier that on this coming Friday, Arena Club has this new slab pack and they're guaranteeing that there's going to be very valuable Kobe Bryant cards. The site's very open and transparent. If you're a card collector, it's a way better deal. It's a way better way to go about it than just blindly opening packs of cards. You don't know what you're going to get. These guys are upfront. They're going to say, hey, you're going to get this much value in this pack. I like it a lot, and I haven't collected cards in years, but when I got my first slab pack, it kind of sucked me back in.
Yeah, so you can make offers, send trades, and interact. You can create your own personal showroom and start building your collection today. So right now, you can get 10% off your first purchase by going to arenaclub.com/K100. That's arenaclub.com/K100 for 10% off your first purchase.
Yo, if you're a longtime card collector, you're looking to get into the hobby, check out Arena Club. Get your 10% off at arenaclub.com/K100. Boom!
So what can you tell me about, let's go to the NBA. What can you tell me about J.J. Redick? And I'll tell you my opinion.
I have no, the guy's got no experience. I have no clue. He's throwing F-bombs out there. And I'm like, you know, whatever. I just think this is a social media hire. Like, and then, like, this is the type of guy you're going to get in the year 2024. A guy that sounds good on TV, sounds smart on TV. You know, does good TV, looks like he knows what he's doing and stuff. And then, but he could work. But it's like, well, what am I going to base this guy on his appearances on ESPN? That the guy hasn't coached before.
Well, here's the thing. Obviously, he's friends with LeBron because they do a podcast together. So LeBron had to okay it. Okay. Right. And, you know, LeBron has a very, very high basketball IQ. So, and we also know that Redick was going to draft his son, which he did. And he's like since I think the year 2000, I was reading this the other day, he's a sixth or seventh coach to get a coaching job with any prior experience. Now, let me tell you the other ones. Steve Kerr, mm-hmm. Steve Nash, Jason Kidd, Derek Fisher, and Mark Jansen, right?
Right.
And we've seen Kerr's won multiple NBA titles with no prior coaching experience. And remember, Mark Jackson is really the guy that put that team together.
Right.
And remember, he's played with a lot of these guys because he only retired 2 years ago.
Right.
The only guys that really failed was Steve Nash failed, Derek Fisher failed, and Jason Kidd just took Dallas to the finals. So,
right.
You know, you just got to also remember this, and I know you do. Pat Riley used to handle their tapes and broadcasting duties, and he was an assistant.
No, Spoelstra.
Spoelstra. Okay.
Spoelstra does. Yeah, Spoelstra was the tape guy. And then
right.
He elevated himself up into the arguably one of the top three coaches in the league probably.
Right.
You know? So you never know. Like how good a coach is going
exactly.
to be.
Exactly. That's really what I'm trying to say.
So you didn't get to watch it, but I was watching while we were recording today.
Right.
So you've been watching this Copa America?
Yes.
Okay. So Mexico got beat by Venezuela. That's kind of
which Venezuela's never beaten them before.
Right. And it's kind of like an upset. But the one thing I've been watching the Euros.
So have I.
And I've been watching the Copa America. Bro, right. There's just way more heat and effort in the Copa America.
Right.
Like, there's a lot of fouls. It's a lot of, bro, today you missed it. Okay. Maybe you'll go back and watch on tape.
Right.
So Panama got USA 10 men down very early. Right.
Right.
And the game was very chippy. Okay.
Right.
And then Panama, with like 10 minutes left, scored the go-ahead goal, go up 2-1. Then with about 4 minutes left, a Panama guy on a very, very dirty tackle from behind, he was chasing the guy down and just reared back and just kicked the guy right in the legs, like hard, you know?
Right.
Laid him out like a pull-apart. Like, there was like a scrum, and like the coaches were like, the benches were almost going to clear. The coaches you see are like holding the guys on the bench. It was like going to be a brawl on the field. They red carded the Panama guy. Okay, so now it's 10 versus 10 for like the last 70 minutes, and the USA couldn't get it done. But a very a lot of heat. Like, you could tell it was just like a very, very violent game. And it's interesting because Brazil, and I was thinking of going tomorrow. They're playing tomorrow here at Allegiant Stadium.
Against who?
Against let me see here. They got
Brazil doesn't seem to be the great team that they
couldn't even score against Costa Rica.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, but that's what happens. There's a way, like, some teams. So it's kind of weird. Like, when you build your team, okay, you're like, you build like for a certain style, right? So if you have like a lot of guys that like can run, you got a lot of fast guys and stuff, and a lot like that. It's like other teams will just say, okay, well, whatever. We're just going to lay back and just sit back in our box, like, and just nullify all the running you're going to do, right?
Right.
And they call it, like, it'd be called a defensive low block, right? So if you don't have like a lot of like guys that are skilled in small spaces, like they could do quick passes and like, you know, they can create stuff, like a lot of really good creative guys like a Messi or something, you're going to have trouble against a team in the low block unless you get like a penalty kick or, you know, which is what happened to Brazil. They just couldn't – you can't break – the teams just – too much congestion and you never really get a chance. So that's a good way to nullify teams, but it's very boring to watch.
Right.
Very boring. You know, so – like, so the Copa America is kind of interesting. It's like, it's a combination of boredom, violence. Like, it's a lot of heat out there. So.
Yeah. Well, I think one of the reasons is because a lot of these guys, they're not as highly paid. You know, they're not on, like, you don't have any Panamanian players that I can think of off the top of my head that are like in Europe or Spain or anything like that. They're not highly paid. You know, they're going out for national pride and they don't give a fuck, you know? I think that might be the difference why it's more violent. I think Paraguay and Brazil, Paraguay is not that good. I think Brazil will beat them, but Brazil is not the Brazil of before.
Right. But then the last 3 years, last 5 years, these teams have played three times. Well, they played each other four times in the last like 6 years. Paraguay's never scored a goal on them. So Brazil should win this game. And it's like, I guess, Paraguay shouldn't be any competition, to be honest with you. But if Brazil doesn't score again, they're in trouble.
Right.
Of even advancing, because they'll only have 2 points. If they lose, they might not advance. So very interesting. So I'm going to be watching that tomorrow for sure. I may go to the game. So
you might go to the game. Yeah. That's going to be cool.
Yeah, it's an interesting weekend here in Vegas. We got Brazil, and then we got the UFC on Saturday night because it's International Fight Week. But
what's the main event there?
Well, it was supposed to be Conor and Chandler, but it's going to be Pereira versus the Yuri Prochaska guy.
Right.
So, and they got another interesting fight. Ian Garry, that up-and-coming Irish guy.
Yeah, is he Irish or
English? He's got a big mouth. Right. He's fighting this guy, Michael Venom Page, that came from Bellator. He's supposed to be the hot
I saw UFC Live the other day.
Right.
He's got such a cool, unique style. They were showing the fight with him in Holland.
Right.
And, every time somebody comes in, very cool move he does, and he's very effective in it. Just go, when a guy's coming in, he ducks and he comes back and he hits him with this back elbow, and it's very precise. Yeah. And he's got a lot of weird moves that you're not expecting. He's really badass.
Yeah. So now that basketball and hockey are over, there's still like a lot of sports on because the Euros and the Copa America are going on at the same time. You got UFC. So it's like, bro, these games start at 6 o'clock in the morning, like in Europe. And then they play till like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And then they start at 9 o'clock in the morning. They go to like, they have a game at 9, 12, and then the games here start at like 3 o'clock and 6 o'clock. So it's like, you got it's like the NFL Sunday, but like every day there's like 8 hours of games. So it's very, if you're interested, it's good stuff to watch. I'd check it out if I were you. So
this episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/westwood1.
Joe, you smoke, right?
Well, the nicotine vapes, you see me puffing them all the time, you know?
Well, let me tell you about a new sponsor we have called Lucy. It's 100% pure nicotine. It's always tobacco-free. And this is available in pouches, gum, and we got this new thing called breakers, okay? Well, breakers are these little pouches, but there's a capsule of liquid flavor inside that helps saturate the pouch. Breakers are available at 4 milligrams or 8 milligrams. And the flavors are mint, very citrus, espresso. And if you're not a pouch guy or gal, you know, Lucy's gum is available at 2 milligrams, 4 milligrams, or 6 milligrams. If you like nicotine, it's a great product for you. So set yourself up with a subscription. Have Lucy deliver straight to your door. No more weekly or daily gas station stops. Joe, you use this, right?
Yeah, it's because of the thing, you know, you always see me vape on here. And I've had people say before, yeah, you know, doing that on camera. But at the same time, it's a habit, you know. So I started trying the Lucy Breaker pouches. And actually, it's helped me a lot. I think I might switch because when you vape like that, it can get really expensive. And if this is going to break me of that habit, I'm totally all about it. And it tastes really good, too.
So let's level up your nicotine routine with Lucy. So go to lucy.co/K100 and use the promo code K100 to get 20% off your first order. Lucy offers free shipping and has a 30-day refund policy if you change your mind. That's lucy.co/K100 and use code K100 to get 20% off and always free shipping. And here comes the fine print. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age. Every order is age verified, so no kids. Warning, this product does contain nicotine, and nicotine is an addictive chemical.
So get your nicotine with Lucy. Boom.
So, who do you got in this week's UFC?
Pereira, again.
Pereira?
He's a stud, yeah. He's a stud. That's really the only fight that's really like...
No, but how about the Machado and...
he's favored.
Gary and Page.
I'd say Gary. He looks like the better fighter, but I don't know. That's a make or break for either guy because they're both two kind of like hot prospects that are supposed to elevate... Like they're investing in both of them. So this is kind of like what they call like an eliminator match, you know, like one guy's going to take a step back and the other guy, maybe if he wins one more fight, he's going to fight for the championship.
Bro, there's another huge good fight here. Yeah. Bro, I forgot this fight. Brian Ortega versus Diego Lopez.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Ortega says this might be his last fight at featherweight. Yeah. He might move up after this. He says because he doesn't really see a path to anything else there, you know?
Right.
So it's an interesting fight for him. We'll see how he does.
Okay, so I actually clipped this just because I wanted to tell you about it. So you remember the Jacksonville Jaguars gave a 5-year, almost $300 million contract to Trevor Lawrence, right?
Right.
And that shit's been very hotly debated, right?
Right.
Because a lot of people say he hasn't earned it, you know, and then others.
Well, his numbers alone are not, they're underwhelming right. Compared to others that are making less, yeah.
Right. And then others are like, what's going to happen to other quarterback salaries, right? So now they're talking with the owners, and what they're trying to do is they're trying to do, I think you've read about this, the idea of having a quarterback cap.
Right.
Right. And remember, the NFL owners have more say-so and power than owners in other sports teams. They usually get what they want. Right. So think about this. It isn't a bad idea, the salary cap, because there's 17 passers that have signed deals of $100 million or more. Okay. Right. 9 have been given $100 million or more in guaranteed money, okay?
Right.
And the average salary for the 10 highest paid quarterbacks in the league is right around $50 million per year. Let me give you some numbers. Jared Goff, 4 years, 134. Right. Kirk Cousins, 4 years, 180 million.
Right.
Okay. Joe Burrow, 5 years, 275. Justin Herbert, 5 years, 262. Lamar Jackson, 5 years, 260. Deshaun Watson, 5 years, 230. Patrick Mahomes, 10 years for 150 million. And we still got to pay.
No. That. 10 years, 500 million, right?
500 million. Yep.
Which is kind of weird. He's kind of getting ripped off a little bit.
Yeah. And you still got to pay Dak Prescott,
right?
Jordan Love and Tua, right? They're all in the final years. And then in the future, you're going to have to pay CJ Stroud, Matthew Stafford, Baker Mayfield, Bryce Young, Anthony Richardson, and Will Levis.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah. I remember.
I think they'll end up doing a quarterback cap, I think.
Well, they just keep raising the cap.
Right.
The NFL does, you know, like, because they say, like, look, we need to raise the cap because we got to pay these guys more, basically. But they're making so much money,
right?
You know?
I think the owners are going to get what they want. This is ridiculous. I mean, you can't keep going higher and higher and higher. It's just too ridiculous.
When the quarterback was making $20 million, it was like, wow, your team is really handcuffed. This quarterback's making all the money. Now it's like they're making 40 and 50.
Right.
You know, it wasn't long ago that they were making 20.
Right.
Like, I think Matt Ryan was a $20 million quarterback in the Super Bowl. That was like, what, like 7 years ago?
Right.
Not that long ago.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's like, Jesus, yeah. Right?
Absolutely right.
Yeah.
So that's been the sports. If you got any question, comments, opinion, whatever, send them to the mailbag at k100questions@gmail.com. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/westwoodone.